I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider. Satellite.
99.9 KISW. Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give them a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
The men's room presents Profile This.
And Steve Throw Hill, could you please serve everyone on Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Daniel, welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Daniel, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories today. Today we offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Hit Me with Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Well, with how it gone, we'll go with Bite Me.
Just eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
All right, an Australian Instagram model named Emily Bright. She was in New Zealand recently. And that's where she bought a wrapped sandwich from a local sandwich shop. And as you'd expect, started eating it. But after a couple of bites, she bit into something hard. Now, first, she thought it was a carrot because the hard thing was orange. But after a quick inspection, she realized that it was not a carrot. Anyway, she posted a video about it. But instead of being freaked out, she called the situation, quote, funny, and says that she was lucky the situation wasn't worse. Now, naturally, people in the comments told her to sue. But she posted a follow-up video pointing out that she wasn't hurt or poisoned. So what would she sue for? Besides, she said, she didn't want to get the worker fired, and obviously it was a mistake. So the question is, what did she bite into? Was it a highlighter? Was it a lighter? Was it a Sharpie, or was it a knife? So highlighter, lighter, Sharpie, or knife?
What kind of a sandwich?
She didn't say what kind of sandwich. She just thought she bit into a carrot when she bit into the sandwich, but it was not a carrot.
All right. What do you think, Miles?
I think highlighter, lighter, Sharpie, or knife. I think, Daniel, I'm going to go lighter.
Ted?
Well,
what do you think, Ted?
I mean, she got it at a sandwich shop, but it was a prepackaged
sandwich. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was pre-wrapped, huh? Okay.
Yeah, sometimes they have ones that are, like, quick to go.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm assuming it is.
And sometimes you just want to get different toppings, so you're like, nah, can you please make me one? So in theory, almost any of these could work, but I think it's a Sharpie.
Sharpie.
Yeah, the guy was writing like turkey and cheese and just left the orange Sharpie in there.
Hey, that's a good idea. I'm going to split it in a three-way with the highlighter.
Yeah, the highlighter.
Okay. Highlighter.
What did she bite into?
Was it a highlighter, a lighter, a Sharpie, or a knife? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You're listening to The Men's Room.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Calgary is biting me on profile. This, we got an Australian model. She was over in New Zealand, I guess. Bought a sandwich wrap and bit into something hard and orange.
Yes.
She was not upset about this. It was nothing that cracked her teeth or anything.
No.
She kind of laughed it off, and people said maybe you should sue or whatever. And she's like, no, it's not a big deal. Question is, did she bite into a highlighter, a lighter, a Sharpie, or a knife?
And Donald, that is the very question we posed to you. But let us start with Miles Montgomery. He went with a lighter.
I did.
It was not a lighter.
And she didn't get hurt.
She did not get hurt. Daniel, you went with a highlighter.
Oh.
However, it was not. Whoops, that is the wrong sound effect.
Let's have a cocktail.
That is a cocktail.
You got it wrong. Have a drink, dummy.
And B. Ted Smith, you went with the Sharpie.
Yes.
Join him for drinks.
Oh, damn it.
Go ahead. Or you went right now.
Yeah.
No?
It was a knife.
It was a knife.
She bit into the handle.
Oh, now that's a knife.
Right.
That's why.
Pretty good.
That's what she said.
Jeez whiz.
That's why she wasn't.
Okay.
She said it could have been worse. She started from the other side. She'd have bit into the blade, but she bit into the handle, which was orange.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, you got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers. Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right, the title of these guys have challenged teams of writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
The Eagles got absolutely dominated on Sunday. The last time someone from Philadelphia smacked somebody that hard, they got banned from the Oscars.
Wow. Oh, man.
Fallon. That is Fallon.
The Eagles absolutely dominated on Sunday. The last time somebody from Philadelphia smacked someone that hard, they got banned from the Oscars.
With football now over for the year, Sundays will be different for a lot of people, but mostly kids who haven't seen their dads on Sundays all year.
Ted Smith.
Colbert.
That was me. For Valentine's Day, Subway is offering buy one, get one subs. What better way to say I love you than I got this for free from Subway?
Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert.
Myers.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Subway is offering buy one, get one free sub. What better way to say I love you than I got this for free at Subway?
I hate to admit it. I just realized what BOGO deal meant like days ago.
Buy one, get one.
Yeah. Yeah. See it a lot of places.
Like, what the hell's a BOGO?
I'd like one order of BOGO.
What is it, Korean? Even though it wasn't that much of a game, this was the highest rated Super Bowl in history. Almost 128 million people tuned in. Tubi scored a record 13.6 million viewers for the game, which beat their previous record by 13.6 million.
Foul.
Colbert.
Kibble.
Even though it wasn't much of a game, this was the highest rated Super Bowl of all time. Nearly 128 million people tuned in. Tubi scored a record 13.6 million viewers for the game, which beat their previous record by 13.6 million viewers.
Taco Bell is offering a wedding package at its Las Vegas location that includes an Elvis impersonator. Okay, but is this a real Elvis impersonator or just a Taco Bell customer who died on the toilet?
Myers.
Yeah, Seth.
Seth Myers.
Taco Bell has announced it will offer a wedding package at its Las Vegas Boulevard location that includes an Elvis impersonator. Okay, but is it a real Elvis impersonator or just a Taco Bell customer who died on the toilet?
Seth's got to ease up on the Bell, man. He's always hating on Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
That tells me he eats it a lot.
You think?
Yeah.
Given his proclivity for a cocktail.
Right.
Yeah, you could see him sneaking in a Crunchwrap Supreme at midnight.
I don't make fun of you, but also, I eat your food all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know it's bad when you're in some little town and, like, there's not even a Taco Bell open. It's like, what the hell are we going to eat?
Come on, man.
Next thing you know, you're grabbing big bites off the hot dog roller by hand. Not a true story. Speaking of hot dogs, these dogs aren't hot, but sometimes they're the best in show.
For best in show.
Wow.
At the 149th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, I choose the giant schnauzer.
Oh,
That is unbelievable. Finally wins best in show.
Wow. Did the dogs matter, man?
For Katie Bernadine.
Monty the Magnificent, your 2025 best in show, the giant schnauzer.
I'm just saying, I'm at the NFL draft. They were the first pick in the NFL draft. The Jacksonville Jaguars take that big brother from the...
Holy cow!
With a giant schnauzer.
Yeah. Big brother with the weird sideburns. I mean, this freaking dog had a name. Like that.
He's Monty the Magnificent.
I know, I just feel like you'd say the name first.
Oh, all right. He is a giant schnauzer. Golly.
The size of that beast.
Why do we all keep saying it as if it's like his fault?
A giant schnauzer.
He's a beautiful looking dog.
I guess. Good God. Like giant schnauzer.
But he's a giant schnauzer. He just looks like, yeah, man, I'm here.
Dogs have no idea.
Seriously. Looks like he's going to order a drink.
Are his eyes open?
That's a different breed of people, too. And there's different versions of dog shows, right?
Yeah.
So, for instance, about a month ago, I met a guy at a casino. And he was talking about how he used to raise dogs that would chase Frisbees. And he was one of the first halftime shows when the Seahawks opened that stadium.
All right.
And I was like, that's cool. Like, you got a little dog that's doing, like, adventure stuff? Cool. But I feel like show dog people are very specific.
Yeah. So very weird. My only interaction ever with show dog people, one of the places I lived in Baltimore was near a place called the Armory. And I did not know that the Armory was hosting a dog show. So I'm taking my dog out for a walk. And the park I take my dog to, it was literally across the street from the Armory. There's an absurd number of people with vans and campers and, all, and dogs, you know. And I'm just like, oh, there must be a dog show. Anyway, my dog sniff around the grass, and there's a standard poodle. That's a taller one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the standard poodle walked over. So the standard poodle walked over to us and was sniffing my dog's ass. And this woman freaked out on me. Go, get your dog away from my dog. I'm like... Then your dog sniffing my dog's ass. Like, this is clearly, like, that's her play. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what to tell you. She came over and snatched her dog and gave me this dirty look. And I'm like, is this how they all are? Right? I mean, that's. You know what I mean?
Well,
My dog wasn't doing it. They weren't playing. My dog did not touch your dog. Your dog came over to sniff my dog's butt.
Even if you're one of the finalists, right? You're up there. You don't win best in show, but you win best in your category.
What are the other categories?
It depends on the breed.
Well, the breed. Like, so that's the thing. This is, they're saying, this is the top dog of every.
Of all dogs.
Right, there's small dog breeds, tall dog breeds, hunting breeds.
He's lord of the dogs.
Right. There's eight of these guys up there, and each one has won their individual category. Nice. And then the woman picks the one that's the overall winner.
Jesus
but
Christ.
All of the dogs that are up there, they basically win a lifetime of sex. That,
oh, because everybody wants to stud them out or whatever.
They don't know that at the time. But for the rest of their life, man, it's...
What's the best phrase in sports usually used for horses? Retired a stud.
Yeah, man.
I did see a funny thing the other day. Somebody was in a giant veterinarian hospital, and they were just going around asking people that work there, what's the most overrated dog breed?
All right.
Any guesses?
Most overrated as far as people who have them or just the dog itself?
They just were asking the vet techs, and they just said, what's the most overrated?
Corgis.
No. French Bulldog.
Really?
Doodles.
Yeah.
Okay. I can believe that.
Well, everybody has them, but they're, I don't know.
Pain in the ass to have.
Yeah. French Bulldog is a great little dog, but you're going to spend a lot of money. And, like, I just feel like everybody has them.
Right.
And then, no offense, but I have a buddy that has a doodle, and the thing's crazy.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. You gotta do your research before you get a dog because, yes, doodles are crazy. Corgis, they're psychopaths. They're a-holes.
Told you, I was really close to getting that little corgi that's mixed with a husky.
Oh, God, that would be loud.
That was the issue. Yes.
That would be loud.
Yeah,
There's a lot of those breeds that a lot of people like, you know, border collies. Everybody loves doing border collies, but you have to be ready to get out there and work them. Those
right, you shouldn't have them like in apartments and stuff.
No. Same with the gray dogs with the blue eyes. Whatever, they kind of look like a lab.
The Australian Shepherd?
Yeah, those things, man.
My dog is half that. Yeah.
Well, I will say, on the other hand,
tight screw in that brain.
Apparently, greyhounds, after they're like two or three, are awesome apartment dogs, even though
they don't make a noise.
They don't make much noise. They don't mind kind of just being like, I'm done running. I'm just going to lay around all day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But they're very hard to gain their affection. I lived in a building with one, man. It took me months to get that dog.
That's what I've heard about greyhounds.
Yeah. Not in a mean way. It was just, you know, just kind of like.
It want nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a runner, sir.
You don't appear to run. And I was like, wow, I don't need that from you. You're a dog. You walk on all fours, dude.
Maybe consider a treadmill.
Yeah.
You don't jog, do you?
A couple things in the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, credit to him. You win that prize, you go to Disney World.
Yeah.
And they're going to make you the honorary, what do you call that, when you're the parade captain? Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, man? I know, like, you would like that. I'd be like, look, dude, I won the Super Bowl. And it's cool to go to Disney World.
I'll go there.
I don't want to be in the parade. Guys, seriously.
No,
your Disney parade.
I'm going to go do something that I want to do first.
I want to ride the roller coaster.
Can I just come back to Disney, you know what I mean, like sometime next year? Do I have to go now?
I think they'll give you both, but it's just like the next day, you're in that parade.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think they give you a private flight there and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I think Disney can afford it.
Well, and here's the thing. That's at the Magic Kingdom. Most people don't know this. Inside Cinderella's castle there, they don't have reservations, but it's called priority seating. They do have a full dinner up there, and you can actually get an alcoholic beverage. So if I'm Jalen Hurts, like, I would be like, let's skip the lines, and I want to go up there and get some of that famous prime rib and a cocktail.
Yeah. Well, back to the NFL show you're watching. Do you think that they have a particular meeting, or is it just a team thing? Like, look, just know, Saquon, you know, Jalen, whoever you think, AJ Brown, whoever you think has the opportunity to be the MVP, do you let them know? There is a possibility. Just know.
Jalen Hurts delivered it so well. I fully believe that he had practiced that before.
Probably.
I think and it's part of the media training that these guys go through now. And look, keep in mind, Jalen Hurts was the quarterback at Alabama. In the national title game, Nick Saban takes him out, puts in Tua Tagovailoa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the next year, he goes to Coach Saban and goes, are you sticking with Tua? And he's like, yeah. Saban goes, well, let's look at schools. Let's let you transfer. Goes to Oklahoma. Has an awesome year. Becomes the captain there. And then in Philly, like, I like Jalen Hurts. I don't know that he's going to blow you out of the water with numbers and stuff. But the guy is just a proven winner and a leader. right? He transferred in and within, kind of like Russell Wilson did, right? Russell Wilson got that extra year after NC State. He went to Wisconsin, and they're like, yeah, within 3 weeks, he was our captain and knew the playbook inside and out.
Right.
So, I mean, just credit to those dudes that are winners. I think you can always have those sports arguments, right? Like, look, Eli Manning, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but if I have to pick a guy to go win a Super Bowl, it's probably Eli Manning because he just is a winner.
And it took out Tom Brady.
Look at, I mean, Derek Jeter, at the end of the day, never blew you away in the regular season. When you got to the postseason, I don't know how to explain it, the guy just went to another level and just couldn't miss.
Right.
So, kind of crazy there. I don't know. I think they're having the parade. I don't know. They'll tear down Philly. Lord knows they're in trouble for that. Let's see. Kendrick Lamar's not like us. Obviously, a big jump in that number. That's always the big thing. You know, Mahomes came out and apologized. Like, listen, Patrick Mahomes, you don't have to apologize. You guys had a bad game.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean?
It happens.
Right.
Even to you.
Right. Even to you. It will be interesting to see what happens with that team, but I really don't think, like, I don't think they're going away for a minute.
No.
They might have another season or two. I think it just depends on salary cap.
It does, but Mahomes is also just that good that I'm like, I don't know if it really matters. Kelsey's getting a little bit up there as far as athletes go.
Yeah.
So he might just be like, screw it, I might be done playing, but.
Well, the Lions were on a roll all year. You kind of thought that they might have a chance, you know?
Yeah.
The Bills are playing great all year. Mm-hmm. The Ravens played good all year. There's a lot of good teams that I feel like have a shot if they can just keep up the same momentum and play kind of the same way that they did this year. Mm-hmm. So I still think it's a toss-up. I don't think there's any one dominating team anymore now that KC is lost.
Right.
So. I heard somebody else, some sports radio made a good point. They're like, dude, like the Chiefs might have just been spent after beating Buffalo.
That's probably the toughest game they had all season, right?
Right? I mean, you go through all that stuff. Let's see. This is kind of crazy. People are saying that Patrick Mahomes got trolled by Nike. As Nike had a Super Bowl commercial say it's not easy being green, sung by Kermit the Frog. Oh, no. He gets trolled all the time for sounding like Kermit. He's also endorsed by Adidas. And the captain writes, it's good to be green. I would also think probably because the Philadelphia Eagles are wearing green.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that had a lot to do with it. I don't know that Nike went out of its way to be like, we're going to troll another athlete because of his brand or whatever.
Why would they care?
Yeah. I will say, those brand wars are crazier than you think.
I'm sure. But like, I don't know that you troll a specific player.
Yeah. Well, I think I was talking a couple weeks ago. Nike made a poor choice when they actually have been not losing money, not making as much because they took everything out of stores and went online.
Yeah.
And then also, they lost a lot of their shoe, the guys that made the shoes, right? Like, some of them went to Under Armour. Some of them went to Adidas. So they lost some of those designers. So they keep putting out, that's why you see everybody in the stoop, in the Panda Dunks. I just don't like them. But they just kept putting out the same shoe or different versions of the same shoe as opposed to being like, here's the new whatever.
Gotcha.
So Nike's run into some issues. But like, listen, my buddy used to work for corporate Under Armour. Remember, Under Armour had a shoe. It was terrible. And they literally went and cherry-picked a guy from Adidas. And we're like, all right, we're going to relaunch these shoes, but you better make them so that athletes actually want to wear them and compete in them as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's a ruthless game out there. All right, let's see. If you like Inside the NFL, well, season finale of that is tonight. You can check that out. Celebrity Jeopardy's got some interesting people on there. And then if you like The Masked Singer, that premieres tonight over on Fox.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida woman gets mad at her boyfriend and beats him with her electronic carrot. Meanwhile, a restaurant is forced to apologize after fortune cookies say, sickness, death, and bad luck, you will inherit. Florida man riding a lawnmower takes out mailboxes before crashing in the street. A cat is rescued after climbing a tree and gets stuck at 30 feet. And two men try to rob a home, so the homeowner steals their getaway car. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We're going to Australia, where a local restaurant had to make an adjustment. It's a Vietnamese-style restaurant that prides itself on its parting gift, fortune cookies containing rude messages. You would love this place.
I like it already, yeah.
They don't hold back either. Some examples of messages people have gotten are, quote, the year of the snake bears fortune. Your divorce is coming soon. They also have, I only married you for your money, you ugly sea.
Oh, wow.
They got some pretty...
I do like that.
They got some good ones in there.
I always wanted to do one that says, I sneezed in your rice, but make sure it's handwritten. Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah. Sorry, that one got me. Good work. But they hit a snag with the manufacturer over the holiday season, informing them that they would no longer be processing fortune. They'd no longer be processing fortune cookies with profane messages. The reason being is that they got complaints from at least one other customer that got the wrong messages in the cookies that they ordered.
I had sex with Katie too.
There was a bit of a mix up there. They said that there was they were more than welcome to get blank cookies, and they could insert the messages themselves or take out the profanity, and they'd continue to manufacture the cookies there at the factory. The restaurant owner is doing a mix of both after getting into a dispute with the manufacturer. And you know what? Her point is sound. She said, "Look, I made the order with you. I have my own, account with you. I'm a different client of yours. I have these all locked in." That's a you problem. That's not a me problem. Like, I did not put that in anybody else's cookies. You put it in their cookies. So, and I get it from their side. They're trying to keep themselves safe, that they're not sending rude AF messages to some poor restaurant just trying to make it happen. In other news, two men in Vermont were caught trying to rob a home after they were outsmarted. They went in with a rather clever scheme, posing as utility workers responding to reports of a gas leak.
Gas man.
Yeah. They just walked right in. They were able to gain entry to the home and eventually turned on their victims, donning masks and holding the victims at gunpoint. When things took a turn for the worse, the family dog responded by barking incessantly, as dogs will do, eventually leading the robbers to allow one of the victims to take the dog outside to calm him. That was a mistake. Seizing opportunity, the homeowner ran around from the back to find the vehicle that the robbers were using, unlocked, keys in the ignition, and running. They hopped in and drove around the corner to call police. The robbers fled when their getaway rig was stolen, but made the mistake of leaving identifying information and a cell phone in the car that could identify at least one of them, and he was arrested.
Dummy.
Damn. Work. I mean, the plot was sound. We're gonna get these uniforms, come in there. I think they even did something with their gas meter or something like that to where they could actually create a gas smell. Like, hey, we heard that there's reports of a leak out here. And then that's how they get into the house.
That all went so.
Doggone getaway car running. To Florida, where one woman needs to give up the sauce. She was staying with her ex-husband for a period of time as she gathered her belongings to move from Puerto Rico to Connecticut to start her new life. But things took a turn when she started drinking, and got a little too rowdy. She started antagonizing the man about the people that he was following on Instagram, eventually becoming combative, and armed herself with a phallic sex toy, which she used to batter the man. Police were eventually called. They were they arrested the woman, who they say couldn't give them a coherent story of what happened. So I don't think she just had a few cocktails. I think she got blackout.
That's the feeling that I get there.
I think she went off the deep end there. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Pennsylvania for the oldest story known to man. An 84-year-old woman went outside to collect her cat that she could hear crying from an unknown location. She had a hard time finding the feline, as most owners can relate there. Mm-hmm. But that was until she looked up and noticed her precious cat was about 30 feet up in the air in a tree. She did her best to coax the cat down, but ultimately had to leave him in the tree overnight. Said it was keeping the neighbors up all night long, just meow, meow. But she had to leave him up there overnight until she could get someone for help. After being given the runaround by authorities, she called so many different authorities, like, hey, I got my cat that's stuck up a tree. She's 80, so it's not that she's just going to hiko up those tree up that tree, right? And she doesn't have a ladder for it. Oh, yeah, let me connect you to so-and-so. Oh, yeah, we don't take care of that.
I guess he just called the fire department.
Yep, and they reconnected her to somebody else, and then they didn't take care of it. Oh, yep, we never got a call about that.
Yeah, I don't know that the fire department actually shows up for cat a tree.
No, they'll refer you, if I'm not mistaken.
Based on what I've seen my kids do, call neighborhood kids and they'll throw a ball until they knock it down.
That's not too far off from what she did.
Catch it in a blanket.
She eventually got the help of a local handyman who had to make a quick trip for a bigger ladder. He had like a 20-foot. He needed a 35-foot.
He always did.
Yeah, damn right he did. Attaboy, Ted. He braved the heights to bring the cat back down safe on the ground. Good work there. Gotta love it.
Can you imagine that cat up there all night making noise?
I'm scared.
Why'd you climb up there?
I'm so stupid. I can't get down. Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What? NBA, college basketball, and the Four Nations hockey begins tonight as well.
That's right.
Download the Sports on What app. It'll tell you where you can watch those games and at what time they're going to be on. It's a great little app to have. It has all that information for you. As far as your weather, things are warming up a little bit and the clouds are moving in. We're still expecting mostly clear skies with a few clouds
with just a few clouds and a low of 28 tonight. But tomorrow, we're looking at mainly cloudy skies and a high of 38. Mm. So enjoy that. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Lovely Jolene's up next. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy, and the Hef Chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.